I remember the first time I saw you. I had taken a job as an animal tender on a ranch. I was new to the area and I didn't know anyone or have any friends, but I liked animals. I've always felt a special connection to them. So imagine my surprise when you came up to me on horseback to tell me I had done something wrong. You were just a hand, but you knew horses well. Said your family used to raise them before they sold the ranch a few years before you came along. You look like one of those Old West cowboy cartoons, and I know my face showed exactly what I was thinking. You're really going all in on that whole cowboy shit, I said, annoyingly. You laughed and flashed that smile. Oh, that boyish grin that would do me in every time. You could steal something from me, flash that grin, and I'd apologize for not giving it to you. If you're gonna be something, you might as well be at 100%, you said, and tipped your hat. You were going to fucking ruin me. I couldn't have wanted you to do it so more. The weeks went by. It was hot and hard work. The sun stayed up for what seemed like 1,000 years, and when it finally started to dim, you and I would meet up for a beer in a truck bed. We talked and got to know each other. You had a rough childhood. I was far away from home, running away from some things. You had a dog and a camper that you lived in. Maybe, most of all, that despite our hard exteriors, we were just soft on the inside, looking for someone who got us just like we understood ourselves. But one day there was a shift. You didn't sit with me at lunch that day. I could have let that go. But then, after the sun dipped in the sky, I went to find you and a beer, and neither of you was found. I went to the other hands and asked them about you. One of them told me you jetted right after they finished. I was hurt, offended even. I stormed off and went into town looking for you. Your camper wasn't hard to find. The town was small. Your dog was sitting outside under your lawn chair. You were half a handle of whiskey deep and strumming a guitar lazily. You saw me coming up the drive and looked thoroughly irritated that I had made the trip in to see you. What the hell? We always drink together on Friday, I said to you. You're already going, and now I have to catch up. You shook your head. I'm drinking alone tonight. It was surly and curt. I felt the knife in my heart turn a bit more. What did I do? I asked quietly. I know the hurt came out in my voice. I couldn't help it. You were the only friend I had made in this whole town. I knew you, and you knew me, and the idea of it being taken away from me made me want to die on the inside. You put the guitar down and stood up. You moved over to me and put your hands onto my face, holding my gaze to yours. I'm in love with you, you say softly, petting my cheek with your thumb. And you know I'm not supposed to love a girl like you. You deserve much better than anything I can give you. That was all it took. One, I love you, and I was yours. I felt flustered and hot. I asked if we could go inside and talk. You grabbed your whiskey and called your dog, and the next thing I knew, we were inside. The silence grew between us, filling up the space of the camper, and I could barely handle it. I turned to you and broke it. This is cozy, I said quietly. You nodded and took another swig from the bottle. You set it down audibly. I walked over and put my hands on your arms, rubbing them up and down, trying to calm you. And then I kissed you. I kissed you as I had never kissed anyone before. Our tongues darting together, lips crashing, pulling, and aching, teeth grinding like teenagers in the back of a car. I felt your hands move to my hips and pull me closer. I wrapped my arms around your neck. I wanted closer, for our bodies to intertwine, for my half to meet my other half. The better half. We moved together and landed on the small bed. Me on the bottom, you on top, still hungrily kissing each other. You tasted like whiskey and smelled like tobacco, and I felt myself feeling almost like I was high on both. We broke apart briefly as I helped you take off your shirt and for you to take off mine. I reached behind me and took my bra off. My breast gently fell out of its embrace. You took in a sharp breath, and I could see the bulge in your pants growing. "You're beautiful," you whispered almost breathlessly. I chuckled and pushed your hair behind your ear. "So are you," I whispered back. You flashed that grin and I could feel myself blushing. You knelt your head down and began to kiss my chest. Small like pecks, then sucking on my nipples while looking up at me, giving both equal and wonderful attention. For someone so rough and hardworking, you were gentle with me in lovemaking. Your touches were always intentional but soft, and I could feel my breath hitch as you began kissing down my stomach. You unbuckled my jeans, and then pulled them and my panties off and began to ravage me. It was an out-of-body experience feeling your tongue on my clit, on my slit, teasing me and making me want more. I whined and moaned, begged for you not to stop, to which you simply answered, "I wouldn't dare," and then kept going. Your fingers entered me a short time later, one, then two. They were long and kept a steady rhythm in and out of me. I writhed against them, feeling myself build to a deliciously intense orgasm. I felt the sounds coming out of me as I came undone. You kissed my thighs as you helped me ride it through. I came back into myself as you came up to kiss me. I wanted to do it all with you, to ride you, to suck your cock, to push it between my tits. But knowing you had half a handle meant that I couldn't do all those things before you came undone. So I pushed them to the back of my mind, delicious things to do another time. "I need you inside of me," I said between our kisses. Your eyes lit up, asking me if I were sure, and something about condoms and babies and something else. I just kissed you and whispered that I had an IUD, and if a kid happened, I would deal with it. You nodded and kissed me again before I felt your cock inside me. I let out a noise when you were buried to my hilt that was something between a moan and a whisper. You immediately were concerned that you were hurting me. I told you it had just been a while since I had been with someone. You let me adjust and kissed my forehead. I nodded, and you started to move in and out of me. You fill the depths of me with both desire and fullness. Your breath becomes heavier and labored, and I wrap my legs around your frame and stare into your eyes. I want to feel this complete all of the time. Just you and I, and no other explanation is needed. I feel you start to shake, and I push my lips against yours, gently kissing and coaxing it out of you. "It's okay, just fill me up. I love you too," I whisper against your lips as you lay your forehead against mine. You let out a final groan, and I feel your cum inside of me. You pant and then collapse on top. Our soft breaths fill up the space around us. You play with my hair, and I again come back into my body. There's no other place I would rather be.